Yo, what's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out, man. We're going to talk about FN Mecha, the AI robot. But before we jump into this, check it out, man. You can find me every Friday night, 7 p.m. for the live stream on the Stereo app with DJ Lala, the Guru Warrior, Red Sable, and myself. That's right. We actually did a live stream on this, man. We had a blast. It was a great time, a lot of fun, and a lot of laughs. Hey, Friday night vibes, man. So make sure you check us out on the Stereo, man, and Digital Flowers. Digital Flowers. Digital flowers. Sup. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So let's get right on into it. Check it out. Now, when I first saw this or heard about it was buzzing all over TikTok. You know what I'm saying? TikTok was going bonkers, straight bananas. Like, nah, dogs, nah, son. Why am I talking like that? I must have been hanging out with some New Yorkers. Oh yeah, the Guru Warrior and Red Sable. They don't talk like that. But anyway, moving right along, moving right along. Check it out though. Now, when I first saw this, I was mad, man. I was simply mad. I'm like, you mean to tell me that you're gonna allow a robot to take over hip hop and take over rap? Are y'all serious? Man, we didn't fight for all of this for some damn robot. For some robot allegedly to be spitting some bars. Now, we all know it's AI, it's artificial intelligence. Exactly. So that means that there's someone behind it, right? Ooh, what a tangled, tangled web we weave. That's right. A tangled, tangled web we weave. Say that three times fast and sip a Heineken. Anyway, moving right along, moving right along. Now, check this out. The thing that tripped me out about it was, right, when I first went to the page, you know, curiosity. Having 10 million followers on TikTok. Now, of course, that's the creator or the person who programs the robot. Either way, it's a win-win situation from him. The only thing that I can say about this robot or the page or the content of this robot was the editing. The editing is phenomenal. That's where I'm on my journey to produce and create content on that level of editing. Yes, very, very gangster with it. That's the only thing I liked about this. Because when I first saw it, I was looking at the mannerisms of this robot, the stereotypical mannerisms of this robot. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that was missing was his pants sagging. You know what I'm saying? And of course, as time went on, he started to get his fame or whatever, started to get recognition started to blow up on social media. Now, we all know that he got signed to Capitol Records, right? Got signed to Capitol Records for 7 days, all of the controversy, saying the N-word, doing this. Now, a lot of people were like, "Well, what color is the robot? I mean, what's his nationality? What's this? He's not this, he's not that, yo. We in America, right? That's right, in America." Well, I looked at this and it was very simple to me. The paper bag test. That's right. You do remember the paper bag test, right? If you were lighter than a paper bag, you were considered to be white. Well, do your research on it. It's deeper than that. But anyway, he is most definitely lighter than a paper bag. How do I know? Because I have an ice cold Heineken right now in a paper bag. Oh my. So now that that's settled, we already know what it is. It is what it is. Yeah, dig. How do you say that in Spanish? S-O-C-K? No. Anyway, I'm tripping. Anyway, moving right along. moving right along. Now, the whole concept of this robot, was it to stir up controversy? Which I believe the whole. Now, actually, I'm piggybacking off of what Red Sable and the Guru Warrior and I said. When I said, well, anyway, during the course of the show, I'm telling you, man, it was lit. Red brought out a very interesting point that controversy sells. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big thing. I thought about it, like, yeah, you know what? They put this robot out there, right? And basically to cause up a bunch of drama. Oh yeah, this is cool. This is the future. This is this blah 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 whoopie whoop blah blah blah. Anyway, like I always like to say at this time, for those of you that do not understand blah 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 whoopie whoop, it means et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, you got this robot out here, right? Doing this thing, whatever, doing this thing. The person behind the robot is out here doing this thing, stirring up all this controversy. And like I said, either way, it's a win-win situation for him. A robot, see, here's where all the drama comes in. An artificial intelligence robots get signed to Capitol Records. That's what the majority of people that are out here busting their ass on social media. Yeah, granted, you overlook the part that there is someone behind that. But the whole thing is like there's a robot that just got a record deal. Whatever. Pretty sure they're going to screw him out of all his money too. Anyway. It was a test. I see it as a test, man. And it didn't go very well. You know, he failed. But however, also piggybacking off of digital flowers, according to some of the researchers on our staff of digital flowers. Hold up, man. Let's pull the vibration up. Flame to the fire with fire. Flame to the fire with fire. All right, here we go. So anyway, it was a hot mess. Look, I'm stuttering. It was a mess, man. It was a very big mess. They got the people all riled up over this robot, which basically it's like a double troll. You know what I'm saying? This person that was behind the robot ended up trolling all of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Basically shitting on hip hop, man. That's how I look at it. It's just my opinion. I could be wrong. You can call in and say, hey, man, what you talking about? Blah, 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 you talking about? But anyway, you can do that. That's how I look at it. He just trolled the whole evolution and the involvement of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? To come out with that, man. And the cool part about it was nobody was saying anything about it when he was out there using the N-word and all this and all that. I mean, if you actually look at this thing, it looks creepy to me. I'm not gonna lie to you, it looks creepy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Very, very creepy. Oh man, I need another pop screen. Anyway, so what you guys think about that? Do you think that in the future there will be rapping robots? Huh? Now, check this out. What if all of the rappers now ended up getting robots? You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, once again, as far as the editing is concerned, I'm pretty sure the concert would be dope as hell. You know what I'm saying? There were two videos that I liked when I went on his page. I did like when he dunked. I don't know if you guys saw that when he dunked. That shit was player, man. That was straight player. I did like that. I didn't give him a heart. No heart. You lucky I watched the whole video. I should have kept scrolling. But anyway. I ended up going to another one, and he was on a treadmill, and he was watching Sonic the Hedgehog. That's right, and he was watching Sonic run, right? And then he was running just as fast as Sonic, and the coins came out. I thought that was pretty dope, man. Some dope editing going on there. But anyway, what's going on, man? It's been a minute since I had a phone call, man. Where you guys at, man? You can always call in, and I want to take this time to give a very special shout out to Ann Capone. That's right. Glad you're feeling better, homie. Hey man, glad you're feeling better. I'll hit you up out there. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, man, what do you guys really think about this robot situation? Like, could you imagine a rapper, right? Instead of having to go on tour, he could program his robot from home or wherever he's at, and the robot will go on tour. You see what I'm saying? Is that going to be the future of hip hop, rapping bots? Because they're giving my boy Boosie hell. Man, shout out to Boosie, man. Boosie, man. Bruh, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, man. I don't know. I know that's your homie driving you around. That's cool. It is what it is, man. But why they keep pulling you, bruh? Maybe you need to get like a hoopty. Well, no, don't get a hoopty. I don't know, man. Maybe you might just need to get a regular limo. I know that's not your style, it might be expensive or what, or hell, buy you a limo. You gotta get you a limo, get you a driver, and just do your thing. Yeah, did y'all see that? Bootsy on the side of the road, fuck the police, rapping, put on a concert. Yeah, I most definitely smashed a like on that. I most definitely smashed a like on that. Bing! Like it. But anyway, yeah, that about sums it up before I get up out of here. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for stopping by. I appreciate the support that I'm getting on TikTok. I appreciate the support that I'm getting on Spotify, wherever I'm at, especially this podcast right here. It means a lot to me. I've been working on it for like 5 years, and the journey has been amazing. There have been some ups, there's been some downs, but my day one is still around. And shout out to everybody that supports this station. And you know I support you back. I appreciate it. And you know what? If I have not been to your station in a minute, call me, man. Say, yo, Cyber, what's up with you, man? You ain't been over here in a minute, man. I think that's very, very disrespectful. Maybe you should stop by and say hi. I could do that. I can do that. But, oh, man, I'm vibing out. But once again, though, make sure you guys come to Digital Flowers on Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Stereo app. Yeah, I know. I'm back on the Stereo app. I know. I've talked a lot of shit about the Stereo app. But the problem was me, how I was, using my energy on that app. You know what I'm saying? When I go live on there, except for on Fridays, but if I go live during the week, boom, it's for super fans only, which I have none. But I like it like that. You know why? I can go in there. I'm talking too much. But yeah. Anyway, 1,000 blessings on your endeavors. And make sure that you check out Cybershots on TikTok. That's right, Cybershots on TikTok. And also, if you check it out, man, power tap, man. Just tap. Go to one of my videos and tap it 100 times. I really appreciate that. Dang, hit my head on the mic. I'm not going to take it out. I'm not going to do it over. And with that being said, this is just a real quick, getting back into the groove of things, 13-minute podcast. You know what I'm saying? I like to do them 15 minutes at a time. Actually, I'm about to go and edit this video. Well, a trailer, short film, whatever. What do you call it? What the hell you call that shit, man? A trailer. Oh, boy. Anyway, I am up out of this bitch. We gone.